that really Rabbi Chizda learns there's no heter to touch a kli, even heter to take a kli, for a tzarech of muksa. They're only matiyu for hatzolah, to save something, where it's motzui the hezeka. Eis for another kashahev. There's a locha koifin karo al haner shelo yochas. If you have a lamp that's burning in your house, and the fire is coming very high, and you're afraid the fire is going to burn the ceiling, will burn the kara. So you're allowed to put a kli, like aluminum foil, on top of the fire to stop the fire from going up to the roof. It's mutter. Even though you're touching a kli now, to stop fire, fire is muksan Shabbos. So you see, you're allowed to move a kli for hatzolah. And the habamina is that's not shriach, that the fire should burn a house down. The mal lamps are not afraid that the fire is going to go up and burn the house. And the Gemara Teretz says, we're talking about a small house, like a midget house. It's a very small roof. Then the mal, if you have a lamp inside the house, since the roof is only a foot high, so it's shriach that the fire should go to the roof. Therefore, it's a zeka that's motzlit rabbon matiyu. So Rashi, eisvei koifin kara shocheres, an earthly kli, agavi haner, to stop the fire from burning the roof. The Teretz says gechini nemuchim. We're talking about a very low roof. On a very low roof, that's a shkiyadika thing, that the fire should burn the ceiling. Right, another kashra is the Gemara later. V'chein koira shenishpro. You have your roof, a beam on the roof that broke on Shabbos. And you're pushing afraid the house is going to cave in. The roof is going to cave in. There's a heta, soimchen oiso b'sasol. You'll have to put a new sasol, the basin, a new like tub, or underneath the curve to hold the curve from falling in. Uadin, the long sticks of the bed, you're also allowed to put near the beam to hold the beam up. So the chura, when the beam is falling down, the chura, that's like muksa, that's part of a binyan. Still we see you're allowed to be metal to these kalim for hatzolah, and the haver mean is this hatzolah is not shchir, it's not shchir that the roof should cave in on Shabbos. So Drashi, Koira Shanishbra Mishni Lakamon, it's a Mishnah later. Shanishbra Bashabis, the Pura, the roof, broke on Shabbos. Is the Heta Aruchas Hamita Limishtes, the boards, the sides of the bed, the frame of the bed, you're allowed to use to hold the ceiling up. Or else the Safsal, the Klihu, it's a basin. Omute Letotlo, it's Mutet Matatl. I look who you're doing it to keep the building up, which is Muksa type of a binyan. The Teretz says, the Kshuri Charati, we're talking about a new house. A new roof. The Avidi de Paki. You have new beams, they get the schiach with the break. Shrashi b'kshuri charati, shlaniv de ku adayim, it didn't get too close yet, too cemented down yet. When you have heavy weight on top of it, maso yabayas alayim, shayotochin agagasayim, betit schiach de paki. They used to put tar on top of their roofs, so they put a lot of tar would weigh down the roof. So new beams that didn't like sink in yet, it was shaykh would crack. So it's a zeka the shriach. Therefore, they mat you to move these kalim to save the house from caving in, because it's called hatzolah that shriach. And we'll see exactly later why it isn't the shal of binyan. That the Mishnah says about you only allowed to put another beam to hold that beam up, not to pick it up. Like if the thing is not much halfway down, you want to pick it up the beam. That's an issa binyan. Talking about you're just putting it, it shouldn't fall down more. Shalai l'hoisif. So that's not a shalaf for Nisa Binyan. Just you're putting it there just that the roof should not cave in more. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. Weiter. Neusnin is the noch halacha, this Mishnah in Beitzah. Neusnin kli tachas hat laf b'Shabbos. The laf means rainwater. You have a leak in your roof on Shabbos and the water is coming into the middle of your living room. It's not nice. So what do you want to do? You want to put a kli underneath to catch the rainwater that's coming in. So Chur Havamin, it was the rainwater, is like muksa. It's dirty water, it's not right to use. So how are you allowed to touch a kli to put a kli underneath to save the rainwater? Yeah, the Teretz says, Bebati charati deshchicha didalfi. A new house, you're not used to it yet, so it's not so good, the roof is not good yet. It's shchicha, you'll have leaks in a new house. So it's called Hazekia Motzli, therefore the Rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli, let's serve this muksa. Shrashi, taches hadelif, lekabla, to mekabla the rainwater. So Morris Teretz is talking about a new house that Shchiyah has to have leaks. This is also one, this is also Reb Chizda's pshat. Or at least the way the Gemara wants, this is the way Rabbah wants to say pshat in Reb Chizda. That the reason why you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg, that's because that Shchiyah that people should step on top of the egg and break it. So at Solomitsuya, the Rabbanu will mat you to touch the kli, let's serve the egg. Mashenkin, to put the kli underneath the egg, that's osur, because that's not shchiach sochatzol. It's not shchiach that the egg should be hatched in a place where your fray is going to roll down and crack, and you now want to put a kli underneath the egg to catch the egg. That's not shchiach rabbanim or matiyu. That's Rabbi Svar. We'll soon see. We don't pass them like that. That's Rabbi Svar. Rabbi Yosef, we pass them like Rabbi Yosef. We have Yosef Amano, Hainu Taimu the Pchizde. You want to know what the Pchizde is, Svara, that there's a chilik, that you're allowed to put a kli on top of an egg that was hatched on Shabbos, but you can't put a kli underneath the egg. What's the chilik? Mishum the Kamavato kli mechonai poshit. As we hold, you're allowed to touch a kli, even though it's Litzarech Adavra Muksa, but you're allowed to touch a kli. A head to the kli, you could touch whatever reason you want. You're allowed to be metalklit. So if Zoy here, you're allowed to put a kli on top of the egg. Since you're not touching the egg, and you're not being mevatel the kli there, anytime you want, just take the kli away. So that's mutter on Shabbos. But to put the egg underneath, put the kli underneath, your plate underneath, that when the egg comes down, it'll come on the plate. When it comes on the plate, there'll be a din muksa. It's like vosses of davri osur. So now the kli also becomes muksa. You can't take the kli away anymore. So that's an issa for mevatel kli mechonen. Once you put the plate underneath the egg, you're not allowed to take the plate and use it again. So like Rashi said, it's like you'd be mevatel the kli. Like Tap Tosis says, the mevatel kli mechonon, a perik vatsu appears because in the last perik, Rashi says, the yosem mishum demechse kisoyser. It looks like you're breaking the kli. Hey, since you put this kli underneath the egg, and when the egg comes in, now you're not allowed to move the kli anymore. So it's doimim with the rabbon as if you broke the kli. You can't use the kli anymore. It's doimim with the sphira. The Khan before Rashi's Mazver, Pirish the Chosh of Kilu Mechabroi Shem Batit. Here Rashi says like an Issa Binyan. It looks like you're building it, you're like cementing it into the ground. That's like an Issa Binyan. So Chassam Sefer goes to say why Rashi said two different shotim. But the core point was an Issa to be Mevato Kli Mechonoi. You're not allowed to put a Kli in a Matzib that now you can't use it anymore. It's an Issa with the Rabbon. So that's the Chilip. To put the kli under the egg, now since the egg's on top of it, it's muksa, it's bosses, you can't use the kli. But to put the kli on top of the egg, whenever you want, just take the kli away, that's muta. Sidrashi, the ain nois time of the chizda, the ain nois bin kli tachas tanagrilis, bevnei shemavato kli mehechonoi. At the beginning, this plate was right to use whatever you want. You could move it on Shabbos. For Yachshav, now that you put it underneath the egg, the egg's on top of it, or say a muksa. Now that the egg is on top, you're not allowed to move this kli anymore. Because it has muksa inside, you'll be metal to the muksa. It's also. So that's called the Mavato kli mechonen. That's Rabbi Yosef's word. For the more Eisvei Abaye, Abaye has a kasha to Rabbi Yosef. As the Allah we had before, Chob Yishol Tevel. If you have a wine barrel full of tevel, that means you didn't take off trumas and ma'aser before Shabbos. So tevel occurs muksa on Shabbos. Since you're not allowed to eat this tevel, it has an issa to eat it. It's muksa, you're not allowed to touch it. Still, the Mishnah says later, shenishbro, it broke on top of the roof. Is maybe kli acher? You could bring another kli, another whole barrel, or maniach tachten, put it underneath this barrel to mekabel to catch the wine. The chorot shver, when this wine now falls into this barrel, second barrel, you'd be mevato kli mechonai. Hey, since the wine is tevel, is muksa, when the tevel comes into the new barrel, you're not allowed to be metalto that barrel anymore. So if you learn there's an issa, be mevato kli mechonai, and there's no heter of hatzol in such a case, so why are you allowed to save the wine from getting lost? You'd be mevato kli mechonai. And for the Gemara, or Malay, name tevel is different. Tevel nusvaro, tevel muchenu etzel Shabbos. Tevel is not considered in the Isra of bimavato kli mechonai. Tevel in certain ways is considered muchen. It's considered usable on Shabbos. Even though right now kozuman is tevel avad it's muksa, and you're not allowed to use it the way it is. Still it's called muchen. Why? Shim ovru. If somebody went and did an Isra, midirabon, and you're not allowed to take off trumas and maistas on Shabbos. Midirayis tevel avad it's muta. Midirabon, you're not allowed to. Let's say somebody did an Avera, and on Shabbos somebody took off the trumas and maistas out of this tevel now. V'tiknoi is alocha mesukin. Then the tevel, this wine, becomes drinkable, and then avad it's not muksa anymore. So since this wine is possible to be made mutter on Shabbos, even the way it is right now in this kli, so it's not called the Isra b'mevato kli mechonen. It's not considered it did something to this new barrel now that this barrel cannot be used at all for the rest of Shabbos. Because the barrel has a possibility of to be used. If you close them on, you're not masakin the tevel, you didn't do an Isra, havadi not allowed to use the barrel. Because the tevel is muksa. But a new svara, since you could be misakin it, even though you have to do an isra, but after the isra is done, it's mamish mutter to move the barrel the way it is, there's no isra about the kli mechonai. But that's Pesach Kasha. Why in the Mishnah do we say, if you have a lamp that's burning, the oil's burning, we say you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the lamp on Shabbos. Why? Because the oil's going to drip down and go into the kli. When it goes into the kli, since the shemen is muksam, you'll be mevat the kli mechonai. Now that this kli has this muksa, the shemen inside, you can't move the kli, so it's called mevat the kli mechonai. We understand the same svara. Luitzu, somebody will come now and spill the shemen out. Im ava, somebody will move the muksa out. The kli is movable again. Hey, if the kli is only muksa, calls them on the shemen is inside it. But luitzu, somebody comes and spills out the shemen, the kli will be mutter again. So just like we're saying here now, we have tevel. You're allowed to catch tevel in the kli. I calls them on the tevel is inside its muksa. We're saying a svara, you could be masak in this tevel. You could take off truma semaitis and make it mutter. So the same thing, if shemen falls into the kli, you also have a heta. Spill out the shemen, then the kli becomes mutter. Otai says a chilek, that the shemen, calls them on the shemen is in the kli, there's no heta to metalta the way it is. As you can never be matter the shemen remains muksa the whole Shabbos. Here, tevel itself becomes mutter. Hey, it's the way it is right now, this tevel inside the kli is not borrowed the way it is now, has to remain also those Shabbos. It's possible to mastakan a tevel. You'll take out the trumas and maizes from here, so the tevel, the way it is in the kli, becomes mutter. So that's not a svara b'mavat the kli mechonon. But the shemen, calls the man, the shemen is in the kli, avadu it's also. The shemen is muksa, there's no way to make the shemen nice muksa on Shabbos. So therefore, calls the man, the shemen is in the kli, it's mavat the kli mechonon. So there's no way to spill out the kli, that's like doing a different maizes to it. But the way it is now, there's no heter, that's also. Just by tevel, the way it is now with the wine inside the barrel, the tevel took a wine, is a heter, a possibility to make it mutter the way it is. That's the new svara. That doesn't go into the yisra, be mevat the kli mechonai.
What if we're not sure about the kli, like by their example, the egg? We're not sure the chicken is going to lay the egg today.
We're talking about you do, I don't know. The mama told me you want to put it there for the egg. You're not allowed to do it. If you have a softness, I'm also you can't do it. What reason are you doing it for otherwise? You're doing it only for the purpose the egg will come in this. You're not allowed to do it then.
Because when I say, because that's when I'm doing the malacha, when I put it down, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're right, but that's the purpose you're doing. You're doing it for the purpose the egg should come in this. So you shouldn't do it for that purpose. You're not allowed to do it for that purpose. And you do it, mistami, then what's going to happen? So you shouldn't, you're not allowed to do it. Yeah. So that's a nuch svara here. That tevel is called Mucha Neitzel Shabbos. Weiter. Neusten and kli we have before, neusten and kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytzis. You're allowed to put a kli underneath a lamp, not to mekabel the shemen, but just to mekabel the sparks. As a chura, the sparks is muksa. So when the sparks come on the kli, you'd be mevat the kli mechonai. And the Gemara poshet, Amar Avuna, Brevi Yeshua, nitzoytzis ain't ben mamish. Nitzoytzis by itself is nothing, a spark is nothing. You just want to stop the spark from burning the table. But when the spark comes in the kli, it diminishes, there's nothing there. There's not even this a muksa. Once the spark goes out, you can't say you have muksa in the kli, you can't touch the kli. Avada the kli is mutter. There's nothing there. As the spark goes away, that's not, that's called a dove shame by mamish. There's nothing there. Avada there's no isa muksa later to touch the kli. So you're not calling it mavato kli. Drashi ain't there mut mamish. Or mutter little on achash and offlo teichem. Avada after the ashes or the sparks fall on the kli, you could move the kli. There's no, it's not called muksa in there anymore. Right, another kashri is we have before the Mishnah later. The chen kairish nishbuch, the roof. A beam in the roof broke on Shabbos. It says, you're allowed to put a basin like a tub underneath the roof, the beam to hold it up. You could lose the frame of your bed to hold up the beam. So the chur the kasher is, when you put the frame there, the chur you be mevata kli mechonai. Because once you put it there, you can't take it out anymore. And the havamin is because you're sticking it in like very tight. Since it's very tight in the metzias, you can't move it out anymore. So you be mevata the kli mechonai. So it should be it's like you're being soisy, you're breaking this basin now, or you're breaking the mita, you're breaking the frame of the bread. The Teretz says, no, the rafi, bo, the rafi. You only put it in very loose. The boy is shokulay. Anytime you want, you can still pull out the basin or pull out the frame of the bed. So it's not called even mevato kli mechonai. It's only mutter when the beam like cracked and your frame will come down more. So you put another thing there just right near it because it shouldn't come down more. But it's still very loose there. It's not like tight, you can't pull it out. You can still tape it away. So on Shabbos, it's not called mevato kli mechonai. Rashi v'chein koira has kosalka taitan havminer is shemahat koishom, that when you put the frame of the bed to hold up the beam, you make it very tight there. Then yochus shulitla in the mitzvah, you can't move it anymore. It's like stuffing there. So v'zoi b'mivat the kli mechonai. The Teretz says no, you put it there very loose. You can still take it out anytime you want. for the Menacha Kasha. Noisnen dli tachas hadela for Shabbos. Says if you have a leak in your roof on Shabbos, dirty water's coming in, you're allowed to put a kli, a soup bowl, underneath to capture the water. I, the Havimini, is now the water is dirty rainwater, which is muksa. It's not roi for anything. So how could you put your soup bowl underneath to capture it? When it comes in the soup bowl, the bowl now, because it has muksa inside it, it's also, without the kli mechon, you can't use the bowl anymore. Teretz is talking about Afka Betlath Haroyu. No, it's talking about clean rainwater. Like most rainwater, even though there's a leak in the roof, when it comes in, you put it into a jar, you can drink the water. The water is nice and clean. Just you don't want the water to go over your floor, go over your table. That's why you put a kli to capture it. But the water is not muksa, it's roy. Strashi, roy lishdiya, it's clean rainwater. Kol elu mishnaisnein. All these kashas so far for different mishnaisim, yes. Right, another kasha is, it says the Mishnah later, the Sefta, koifin es asal lefnehu afroichim. If you have birds that want to go up on top of the lee, and while you had a chicken coop on top, so you're allowed to put a sal, you're allowed to put a basket in front of the birds, that the birds like should hop onto the basket, and from the basket will hop into the coop. Shiyalo v'yerdu. They'll go up and they'll come down again. So Hura, how could you put the sal on Shabbos, this basket on Shabbos, near the birds, that the bird should go on top of it, where the bird is muksum on Shabbos? So when the bird itself is on top of the sal is muksum. So Hura, b'mavato kli mechonai. How are you allowed to let the chickens put a basket there that the chicken should go on top of it? And the Gemara, Kesava Mutla Tautla, it's not Shver. He holds, even though you put the sal, the basket, for the chickens to go up, still it's Mutla, the basket doesn't become Muksa. For the Gemara, Astira, the Yatani, another Tesefta, Ostla Tautla, no? When it's also, once you put the basket for chickens to go and the chickens went on top of it, it's Muksa, you're not allowed to touch it anymore. The Teret says, Boydin Olof. Talking about when is it also calls them on the chicken is on top of the basket, then you're not allowed to touch the basket. Because you're like moving the chicken, and the chicken is muksar on Shabbos. But when the chicken flies off the basket, goes up, then you're allowed to touch the basket. The basket doesn't stay muksar. And the chicken is not aimed to stay on the basket on Shabbos. You only put the basket there so the chicken can like hop on the basket, and from the basket hop up. But it's aimed to hop up. So as soon as it hops off the basket becomes mutter again. So therefore it's not called to be mevatel this basket, it's mutter.
As long as it's loose, and it's
mutter
to do it, so certainly this is loose.
We'll soon see. So the Baal, we're saying it's mutter. The Baal was coming over, there's a terrace, why it's mutter? The terrace is that when is it muksa? Only when the chickens are on top of it. But when the chickens go off it, it's not muksa, so therefore it's mutter to do it. Because you're not being about to clean your chonai. For the Gemara of Atanya, another brisa though, says, no, afal pi she'ein oidin olov osir, says no here. If you put a basket for the chickens to go on top of it, here the brisa says, once the chickens went on top of the basket, it became muksa once, it remains muksa for the rest of the Shabbos. Even though the chickens go off the basket, still the basket remains osir. So Ashens is a steer in the brises, and according to this last brisa, then it should be osir. It's called you be mevat to clean your chonai. The Teretz says, "Amar Bahua, be oidin olov kol bein hashmoshes." This Bryce is talking about a kimto where you put the basket there at the beginning of Shabbos bein hashmoshes, and a chicken went on top of the basket the whole bein hashmoshes. We have the sugya before where bein hashmoshes is. It's 15 minutes, 18 minutes, all different shurim how much bein hashmoshes is. But kol ponim at the beginning of Shabbos, the chicken was on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, there's a clown, the whole Masechta by Muksa that we say, Migu this kat soil ben Ashmoshes, without the beginning is Shabbos, ben Ashmoshes. This kli was Muksa. It was not usable, is kat soil kulu yoimu. It remains Muksa for the whole Shabbos. Here, if a chicken was on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos, so the beginning of Shabbos, the kli is not usable. A kli that's not usable at the beginning of Shabbos automatically remains Muksa the whole Shabbos. That's Pshanah's last brisa, that the chicken went on top of the basket at the beginning of Shabbos. The Baal was there, ben Ashmoshes, we say Migu, his katzor le ben Ashmoshes, since it was muksa to move, this basket calls the man the birds on top of it, because that's called you moving a bird. So ben Ashmoshes, you weren't allowed to move it, it's considered muksa for the whole Shabbos. The other brisa are talking about, at the beginning of Shabbos, the bird did not go on top of the basket. So the beginning of Shabbos, the basket was mutter. In the middle of Shabbos, the bird went on top of it. That we pass, ain't muksla chatzis Shabbos. True, Kolzaman, the bird is on top of the basket. You can't touch the basket because that's considered you're moving the bird is muksa on Shabbos. But when the bird flies off the basket becomes mutter again. Therefore, in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to put a basket in front of the chicken that the chicken should go on top of the basket because avada, they're going to fly off the basket. And when they fly off the basket, you're allowed to move the basket. Therefore, it's not called mavata kli mechonik. At the beginning of Bein Hashmashes, you would not be allowed to put a basket in front of the chickens that the chickens should fly on top of it. Because if the chicken stays on at the whole Bein Hashmashes, you're about to clean the chonai. You can't use this clean the rest of the Shabbos, and it's awesome. Rashi called Bein Hashmashes. But if you first put the basket in front of the birds after it's about the Shabbos, mutalitloi im ena frechemolov. Then the klal is when the birds fly off the basket becomes muksa. Because we say ain muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. It's only migulus katzoy at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains also the whole Shabbos. So here the heter is, in the middle of Shabbos, you're allowed to put the basket near the birds, because when the birds fly off it, it becomes ice muksa. So you're allowed to touch it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, kishem shein noistin kli takas tanagilis. Lekabel beitzoso, just like the Bechizda said, you're not allowed to put a kli underneath the egg to catch an egg that's being hatched now on Shabbos, because you'll be mevata kli mechonoi, because the egg is muksa, and you're putting it on top of a kli, you're mevata the kli. Kach the same alocha, en koifen no leho kli bishvil shloti shover. Hasil zua din, you can't put a kli on top of the egg. Even though the kli doesn't become muksa now, it's only on top of the egg. Anytime you want, you can take away the kli. There's only klal of bosses. Bosses means if you have a kli that's muksa on top of the kli, it's like the kli is like holding up the muksa, so the kli also becomes muksa. That's only if the egg is on top of the kli. But we have the egg on the floor, and you have a kli on top, the kli doesn't become muksa. So anytime you want, you're allowed to take away the kli. Still he holds you're not allowed to put the kli on top of the egg. Why not? You're not being about the kli mechonoi. The teretz says he holds ksavar en kli nitul el dover hanitul b'shabbos. That's a b'yitzchas chumra as a muksedik esvara. You can't move any hetedik kli, even a regular soup bowl. You can't move it for a purpose of a dover also. You're only allowed to move it kalim for a purpose of dover heter. You could move a spoon or a plate. The tzarach achila. But to move this plate, I'm not to put on top of the egg, you're doing it for the purpose of the egg. And the egg is muksa, halteb yitzi can't be metalotl. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. That's what?
Is there
a b'chemi? No, b'chemi is a bigger chumra. B'chemi says even a spoon you can't even use for a dover heter, but it's not its ikka purpose. A spoon you can only use to drink with, to eat soup with. If you want to use a spoon to mix up something, since that's not its ikka tashmish, it's also wasa. That's the bigger chumra. Here it's just you can't move a hetadik kli l'tzarech muksa. That's a Rabbi Yitzchak shita. We don't pass like Rabbi Yitzchak though. Right, meisvei for the Gemara Kashan and Yitzchak kol ane tiyufta. We ask all these brises here that's mashm. You are allowed to be metalta kli l'tzarech dover osur. V'shani b'tzarech l'mkaymei. It's a new heter. We're talking about where you picked up the kli l'tzarech mkaymei. What does tzarech mkaymei means? The Rashi b'tzarech mkaymei l'shtamesh b'mokum kli. Talking about you had a soup plate on a table, on a chair. Now you want to sit down on the chair. If you want to sit down on the chair, serve off the mukum with a chair, pshit, you're allowed to pick up the soup plate. Otherwise you can't sit down. So once you picked up the soup plate in your hand, once it's in your hand, then even if Yitzchak's mother, you can go wherever you want. You can put it then on top of an egg also then. Or you can put it then to hold the curve from falling down. Even though it's not mutter to touch the kairo, but once you have the beam in your hand, because you had a heter to pick it up, but tzarech mekaymai, in its place where it was, you wanted to use that place. So you had a heter to pick it up, once it's in your hand, then you can go wherever you want. Rashi, tzarech mekaymai, lishtamish b'mokam akli, or mitayach shiyach olitloi l'tzarech mekaymai. Once you're allowed to pick up this soup plate, because you want to sit down on the chair, malich l'mokam shiyirtzi, you can take it to any place you want to. Toshma, come another raya I'll bring. Mishnah the Gemara in Beitza. Achaz Beitza Shinolda B'Shabbos, where the egg was hatched on Shabbos. The Achaz Beitza Shinolda B'Yomtiv was hatched on Yomtiv. Is Ein Metaltlin. You're not allowed to be Metaltl, something. Loy Lichsoy, Ein Metaltlin. You can't be Metaltl the egg. The egg is Muksa. Loy Lichsoy is Boasekli. You can't use the egg like to cover up a bottle, to use for a bottle cover. For lismach bakarya mita, you can't use it to put your bed on top of it. Vice says, if you put an egg straight up, it's very, very strong. You can't smash it in. If you want to put the egg straight up and put your bed on top of it, in the middle of the week, they used to do that. On Yom Tov, you can't do it because it's muksa. Abu kaifer aleh kli. But you are allowed to take a soup plate and put it on top of the egg. Bishrosh noti shover. Today it shouldn't break. So the kashan of Yitzchak. The Yitzchak holds you're not allowed to be metatal a kli for the purpose of saving an egg, since an egg is muksum. And here it says, klotz mutum. Same territory. So chinam v'tzachlam koymoid. We're talking about a case where this kli metchil was on the chair. And now you want to sit down on the chair. Since it's on the... to sit down on the chair, you pick up the kli, sit down on the chair, and once it's in your hands, then you can move it, go wherever you want with it. Moratoshima, Porosin Machzolos Lagam B'Yavonim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to throw, Machzolos is like covers, tablecloth, a cover, Lagam B'Yavonim B'Shabbos. You have nice stones on Shabbos. You don't want the rain to go on top of the stones to ruin the stones. You could cover it up. Is the Kurdik Havimino Avonim is Muksa. Pushed stone to use for building its muksa. So how are you allowed to be metal to the cover to throw on top of the stones? You're moving a machzolus, a mat, to lutzarech darim muksa. Teretziz biavonim mekuzolus. Talking about like sharp stones to chazan lebetakisi. It's where it's used for toilet paper. A mold didn't have toilet paper, it used to use avonim. We'll see later in the sechter. That the matzah muksa azay. So it's right to use these stones. So now they're not called muksa. It's called the davra mutrum. Therefore, you're allowed to use a mat to cover these stones. Because it's not called Dovrosa. So Drashi lechasas bo estekli listan bo pitz luchas. To have a soda bath, you want to cover it, put an egg on top of it. That's also agavi yavonim if nagashamim. If you don't want the rain to ruin the stones, shloy moichu shouldn't dissolve. Or lo yikablu sid miyachas shri b'mayim. You won't be able to put lime on top of the stones if they're wet. So therefore, you want to cover it up. So kashri is pushing stones on muksa. Teretz no mukazolis. Drashi roshin chad. It's very sharp. Or ruin the kinuach. It's right to wipe yourself with it. Devar davar nitl. Therefore, it's not mukzer on Shabbos. Therefore, you can cover it up. Toshima another kasha. Person machzolos, you can throw a mat agave levone b'Shabbos over bricks. So lechura bricks are mukzer. It's aimed to build with bricks. So how are you allowed to throw mats on top of the bricks to save it from the rain? The teretz is the ishtayim ibn yonin. We're talking about bricks that were left over from building. You built the house already. Now you have leftover bricks. What do you do with these leftover bricks? The chazan lemizgolayu, which is right to use for chair. You sit on top of it. So since it's oimit to be used, it's not called muksa. You're allowed to even touch them on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to throw a mat on top of these avonim. It's called the tzarev davri heter. Torshema, porosin machzolos, you can throw a mat al gabe kiveres devarim on top of a beehive b'Shabbos on Shabbos. In the summer, you're afraid the sun will ruin the beehive. You're allowed to throw a mat on top of the beehive to keep the sun away. Means in the winter, in the rainy season, so that the rain should not come in and ruin it. But you shouldn't have kavanah when you're throwing your mat on top of the beehive to capture the bees inside there. So that's an issue the rice tzeder. You shouldn't have kavanah for this. Vakopon on the Havermina is that the kiveres, the worm is muksa. It's not right to use on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it? I what? So it says you shouldn't do it, it says. No, it's not a situation. There's still some holes they can get out the other way, you have to say, right? The Vakopon on the Kashri is Pasha, the kiveres is muksa. So how are you allowed to throw the mat on top of it to save it from the rain or from the heat? According to Yitzchak Shver, if Yitzchak holds, he can't touch any kli for the purpose of a davar muksa. We're talking about the beehives that have honey still inside it. But since it's right, it's like it's still eichel. You could touch the beehive itself to get the honey out. Therefore, it's not muksa. That's good in the summer. In the summer, usually there's still honey left in the beehive, so it's not muksa. The